Well, hello, folks. You are listening to Influx Radio. I should think you know what this is since you turned it on and downloaded it. I should think so. So your host for this day is gonna be Billy, and as always, he has with him his trusted sidekick and best pal, Nelson here.
Nelly, 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 now.
And Billy in the house. Thank you for the
warm. I think I'm gonna change the whole Nelly, Nelly, now thing.
You think so? You think you kind of backed yourself into a corner there?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna go with like N to the E L Sun. Huh? Does that work?
All right, just don't forget how to spell it.
Think we Nelson? Can,
it's Nelson, everybody. It's N. Sound it out, buddy. Yeah.
Shit.
Damn, I've only done this for 30 years. Alrighty, folks. What a glorious, glorious week we have here. It's just beautiful out. Just so nice out there. And we're cooped up in here bringing you another weekly podcast because we just love our fans and we just love getting together and BSing about things that we really that contributed really nothing to and like to critique and talk about.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Just this week, I got the opportunity to go ahead and find the Flashpoint Paradox in one of my local retailers.
It's been selling out, hasn't it?
Yeah. I went to 3 different locations to try and find this, and with no luck. I finally found it. I viewed it. I like it. You kind of have to have some DC knowledge to really be getting into it, because although, you know, you can watch it and like it, DC knowledge helps because
it's all over the place.
It's in depth. It's for the fans. It's really for the fans that read the book, know the characters, know the storylines and origins of these people and what should be, because this is one of those kind of alternate realities that if you're not a DC fan, you'll just be like, oh, okay, what's so strange about Cyborg working for the president? You know, where's Superman? Why is he a skinny guy in a black suit? This is weird. I don't get it. It's like, you know, when you're sitting there with your girlfriend and she doesn't get what you're doing, like when you watch sports or something. Why is he running so fast? Why did they put a yellow flag? What's he doing kicking? What kind of game is this? Do we have enough chips? Can I get some nachos? Oh my God, these shoes are on sale. You know, it's just, it's one of those. You're going to have one of those moments if you don't have the knowledge, because you'll have like 50 questions, be starting and stopping. Great movie, though. I like it. It was really well made. Close enough to the comic book that it's like, there's only a slight few things that they changed just to not have so many loose ends.
What'd they change up?
Some of the things they changed up were dialogue with extra characters that they didn't need to explain. Like the Outsider was completely cut from this storyline. There were some other secondary characters that when they did the event for DC, they had the main story going on, and then they had the side books that they did. You know, the Batman, they did Citizen Cold, which was the Flash's villain, Captain Cold, that was actually a hero in this timeline, somewhat. That's He's still cool. corrupt, but they show those characters in the background, but they don't delve into their story so much. And some characters that were kind of part of the story, they weed out because they weren't essential. So Batman still gets together with, like, you see the Shazam kids, you see him meet up with Cyborg to try and get this task force together, but they streamline that meeting because they cut out characters that they just don't need to explain and have to go through.
So straight to
the point. It's a more direct
long story
point.
Short.
Basically, yes. They get to all the points that they need to hit, hitting all the things that basically, you know, especially, I don't want to throw out too many spoilers, but the climax of this movie, they change up a little bit, which doesn't necessarily impact the story at all. They have the same thing happen just a little differently, which doesn't, in my opinion, impact the way the story goes or the characters are developed or anything like that. So really well done. I would give this high rankings amongst their animated features. I have a hard time rating this because all of their movies are really so good. But this is up there amongst the best of the what DC's put out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, 4.5 out of 5, 4, 4.5, somewhere in there. Yeah.
They were, DC was pushing for this, was marketing this like crazy.
Yeah, because this is like the beginning of their new 52 jump offs. They're gonna push more of their new 52 storylines now that they've gotten away from all the old stories.
So, like I think I've asked before, 52 is their new interpretation of their classic heroes.
It's
right?
It's their new interpretation of everything they've ever done, because they've got characters that they're bringing into the new 52 that haven't been seen in years. They're characters that they just want to modernize and bring back into the fold. It's them creating a whole new universe to play in, with establishing their old heroes as new again, giving everybody a proper starting point. If you always picked up the comic and are like, damn, I'd love to get into Batman, but he's on 702. Fuck it. Marvel puts out, you know, number one issues all the time, so you can always jump into a new storyline. DC was always harder in that point, because you're like, Superman's on 252 in this book, he's on 657 in this one. You know, how do you get into these legacy books?
Yeah.
Like Action Comics or Detective Comics. So they did their new 52, streamlined it all. That's what Flashpoint Paradox, the DVD, is doing. They're pushing that that event that happened to streamline DC, and you'll see new 52 animated features coming out of this. So look forward to that, folks.
Yeah, which they're doing great with. But I guess segueing into, since we're on DC, So Brolin as a possible older Batman.
Interesting, isn't it?
Huh?
What do you think of that?
I think it's gonna be good. Well, we saw the pictures that are roaming out there. Someone superimposed
Brolin's head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What head really do you think that is? That's got to be from Men in Black, isn't it? You think?
He looks very clean shaven, yeah.
Right?
He's very, yeah. I could see him as an older Batman. The only problem is that you got Henry Cavill already, who's there. Who's
super
younger.
Young. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in his mid-20s, late-20s. Brolin next to him, who's 45 right now. It's gonna look maybe a little off on screen, but Brolin would command that presence that's needed for Batman.
Oh, he's gonna take over the movie. You know, yeah, that's what's gonna happen. I mean,
his voice is great. His voice
is great.
He's
gonna be awesome.
Because I mean, anything he does, he just knocks out of the park.
Yeah.
But he knocks out of the park.
Even his imitation of Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah. Well, I was getting prepared for a comeback statement. I thought you were going Jonah Hex on me.
Oh no.
He rocked it as Jonah Hex. The only problem is that the script's up. I mean, but his portrayal of Jonah Hex was spot on. He did a great job. It's just the movie wasn't that good. You don't put Megan Fox in a period piece. She just always tries to be.
I've always questioned this, because if you were in those days,
she would not look like that.
She would not look like that.
Busted as hell.
And she'd probably stink.
Yes. She'd be dirty.
It'd be dirty. It'd be nasty. Yeah. You gotta love Hollywood, huh?
Yeah. Oh no, Megan Fox totally could have lived back then. No, I don't think so. That's years of like genetic defects just weaned out. Oh, this is the best our two bodies can come up to.
And when your lifespan was what, 20 something, I think that was like the longest you lived back in those days.
That's if you didn't talk shit.
And for all those girls,
old guys in the westerns, weren't there? There was always like those one or two old guys in the back that are like, yeah,
those are rarity. I mean, I'm talking about like statistically speaking, I think because of all the diseases and stuff they didn't have cure for,
yellow
and
fever.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
No, that's when you like. Yeah, no, that's different. What was it? What did they got when they're going on the trail? Remember the malaria?
Malaria.
What else?
Syphilis.
That's back to the whorehouse. We're not talking about
it. No, but it's because I think, what was it?
Syphilis.
What the hell? Which, there's some famous, like some famous gunslinger that died from that. So
there's famous gunslingers that died from staph infections.
Yeah, so seriously. And for all those women out there that are dreaming about Jack Sparrow and, oh, how awesome that would... That's even worse. All right. You it's would not as that. Be with that. I think they brushed their teeth with like rum. All right.
If and then
that,
they had just lice. To stop the swelling and pain in their mouth from not brushing.
So it's not as romantic and all kinds of cool.
Yeah, he would
as
one not would, smell yeah, good seriously. At all. Those raccoon eyes that he had, that would be just because that's how much dirt has collected. That wouldn't be makeup. Sorry. No. No Mick Jagger there.
Oh, but he's so sexy.
He's so it's dreamy. Like, he's got seashells in his dreadlocks. Yeah, you know what those dreadlocks smell like? It ain't the beach.
That seashell's there because it crawled in there.
Yeah.
And
that
died
was
in
a
there.
Hermit crab. Yeah, those beads didn't just he was laying somewhere and those beads just kind of
they
fell
got
in
tangled
his hair.
In there.
They just fell. They didn't braid those in there just for decoration.
That's horrible, man. That is horrible. Reality. Sometimes reality is great.
Yeah, no. You would not want to be around that guy.
Oh, God.
Speaking of which, you were talking about Lex Luthor.
I was earlier today. Mr. Cranston.
He would be amazing as a diabolical...
Keeping on the topic of Batman versus Superman, so
yeah, he would be an amazing.
He would be awesome. It would be Mr. White without the
without the goatee.
He
is menacing, dude.
He is.
The only problem that I would see is with the shaved head and everything. I have a hard time now seeing him as the likable, charismatic speaker that Lex Luthor is, because Lex Luthor fools the public. The only one that
but no man, because what do you call it, don't you remember him and Malcolm?
Yeah, I
and
do
Malcolm
but
in
he
the
was
middle?
He was goofy and funny. He wasn't
yeah but he was there were moments in Malcolm in the Middle where he would get serious and he can pull it off whenever he wants to. He will pull it off.
I'm not saying he's not a great actor.
Yeah.
I'm sure if he did it. I'm just saying I have a hard time seeing it. I could see, like I said, I've said it 1,000 times to anybody who'll listen, Billy Zane already did this kind of role. He'd be great.
But you know what
and he
I
needs
think
to
it
work.
Is.
Yeah, I don't think it even cost that much.
But here,
and he's
here's
young
my
enough
thing,
to be
man.
Right there.
It's like he's. I think it's funny because he's almost like the go-to guy for bald.
What are you talking about? He doesn't get that much work.
But no, everything ever since he shaved his head,
Statham's the go-to bald guy.
Well, for action heroes, yeah.
Well. I don't think there is really a type that Billy Zane is fit into. He's everywhere.
So I
he gets
I
more work as Billy Zane than he does, I think, as Billy Zane playing somebody.
Billy Zane as himself.
That's what all his credits read. If you go to his IMDb page, it's like 7 things on it on his IMDb page. If you go to self, then there's like 92. Most of the things he's played.
On the topic of Billy Zane, did you ever watch The Phantom?
Yeah. I even had the ring when I was a kid. I even had the ring that 7-Eleven gave out. They just gave out a little die-cast ring just for buying a Slurpee or some shit.
Ah, but see, I'd have to watch it again. I don't remember a lot of it. I mean, he looked great, though.
It wasn't that great of a movie. I'll tell
you
that
much.
But he
looked good.
Yeah,
there's certain storylines or there's certain characters that I don't know, just don't...
They don't transition well for the time period. Like, if that was done today, I think it would be done a lot better.
Well, sci-fi tried.
But they went the Phantom 2000.
Yeah.
They went futuristic. And sci-fi, you don't have the graphics and skill set to be doing anything. Anything, really.
They do for Python and Turtle Rags.
And Sharknado made it to theaters and did well. People enjoyed that flick.
That's true. I don't get it. But I mean, whatever.
It is what it is. To each his own. You know,
it's
but,
like it's the reason people went to see Troll 2.
It was so awesomely bad. But I think it was a little bit too hyped up for me, because when I saw it, I was like, "Yeah, this is really bad."
And to have that as your big comeback, Tara.
Yeah. Well, I don't think she viewed it as a comeback. It just happened to work out that way, because I pretty much think that she's taken any work that'll fly her way.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to...
And Ian Ziering, he's not one to turn down a role. What? Somebody said my name?
He heard that. I was like, I should charge for that. They used my name.
Oh, my God. I'll definitely come on your podcast. You guys need me? No, but... Billy Zane. He's done that role in Titanic. He was already that menacing Lex Luthor type. If you haven't seen how he can portray that, watch Titanic again.
No, he's good. I'm not saying that he's not. Unfortunately,
he's not in everybody's like mindset to,
yeah,
to go
not,
to.
Not at all. And but Cranston right now is the hottest thing out there, man.
Yeah, he is a hot ticket item. But they did talk Mark Strong. You know, that does say that they're not really looking forward to do a Green Lantern 2 or any variation of
Mark
that.
Mark Strong
film.
Would be awesome.
Yeah.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
That's,
but once
he's,
again,
but
that's
he's
going
right in the middle. He's right in the middle between a Bryan Cranston evil psychotic person and a charming
but I don't see, he
Billy
seems
Zane.
He seems menacing regardless.
But that's Lex Luthor. He always seems kind of menacing, but you know, he smiles and says what he needs to for the camera, and everybody's like, "Oh my god, yeah, he gives a lot of money."
What about he's old enough now.
Michael Rosenbaum?
Yeah.
From Smallville?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pulled
what do you
it
think
he
of
was
the
great.
News? What do you think about the news that Flash is getting his own TV series?
I don't know.
It remains to be seen, like Wonder Woman. But the problem.
But we went down this road once
in
the 90s.
This isn't a problem. I mean, what I'm saying is that they're definitely going to do it, I think, because they're weaning him into Green Arrow Season 2 or Arrow Season 2 to do his own spinoff. So I think that'll probably take off.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't like when they. I mean, I know I've heard. I haven't seen it. I haven't been really interested in watching it. But I've heard that Arrow is.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's really good. It's amazing and all that stuff.
I like that they're bringing in. You know, they're gonna go the route of, hey, this kind of stuff does exist in this world. Not like, and I'm not knocking Dark Knight, but not like that where they're like, no, supernatural stuff does not exist. This is strictly a realistic movie. If it could be done in the real world, we'll put it in the movie.
But I just hope if they do it, I hope they give them the proper suit.
Yeah.
Even if they go with a 52 suit or something like that.
I just
you know
don't
what I'm saying?
Want all this built-up armor and crap that they have
yeah,
to put on
Yeah, and I
these
don't
people.
Want just
even
a red...
Even Superman was a little bit much.
Yeah, with the black coat and the whole thing, and then
no, not that, not from Smallville. I'm talking about the new Superman movie.
Oh,
very, very stiff, and I don't know. It didn't, you know. He said it best. That movie really didn't inspire much. You know, you watch it, you're like, oh, okay, it was a good movie, but it's not something that like
a lot should be. A lot could be said when Fiora was like the coolest thing in that movie.
Yeah.
You gotta admit, I mean, she was
amazing. She stole that.
Yeah.
Any scene she was in, she was the most menacing. She was the most badass. She really knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, but Mr. Law and Order at the end got that was awesome. I don't think she quite got the gist of it when he repeated the same thing. It's like, what are you talking about? Oh,
yeah.
No, and was it an honorable death or something like that?
It was, what was it? Meaningless death or a meaningless life or an honorable death. Is that what they said?
Yeah, it was something like that. But that was awesome. That was awesome.
Yeah. No, but.
Oh!
What were you gonna say?
What about him? You shave his head, he should be...
But he was already in the movie as somebody else. They're not going to bring him back.
Okay, yeah.
It sucks because he's in that universe now, so he died. He's done. Colonel Hardy. He would have been a pretty decent Lex Luthor, though. I could see him in a battle suit, too, like, built up and like... Gah!
Yeah, because he's...
Which, the Kryptonian armor, if that's the jumping off point for Lex Luthor's Kryptonite suit...
I think it's funny that... out of all bald actors, we have.
I think we've exhausted all four of them.
We have not mentioned yet, Mr. Willis himself.
Come on, dude! I already told you my feelings
on
him last time.
I don't know
if anybody else has seen. If anybody else follows Stallone on Twitter, he's
That was craziness.
Which I'm surprised they had such a feud. The guys opened a business together. Has this been like something brewing for a long time?
I don't think they've been in that business for a while. I don't know if they may have sold it off to somebody.
No, I'm sure they sold it off. But what I'm saying is that they've been friends for over 20 years.
Do you remember that? Do you remember that from back in the 90s? Everybody started their own little. They started it with Planet Hollywood, and then like the three supermodels got together and opened their like fashion cafe or something like that.
To be honest with you, I couldn't name three supermodels.
Yeah, I think like Naomi Campbell was in it and stuff like that. But anyways, I just thought it was funny back in the 90s. Everybody
still has restaurants. I mean, Justin Timberlake, I know he had a restaurant or something.
It's called...
Jay-Z has a bar, and he has a vodka.
It's crazy.
He's got the 50-50 club, I think it is.
40-40 club, I think.
Is it? Oh, whatever.
On one of his lyrics, he says 40-40 club ESPN on the screen.
Oh, okay. I thought it was 50-50 club ESPN on the screen. Yeah.
Whatever.
I sing along with it. I don't necessarily know what the hell I'm saying, so I hope nobody's parked next to me getting offended.
It's actually 50-50, but Willie's right.
Yeah, so feel free to go ahead and comment in, folks.
Yeah.
Our lack of knowledge and some of the things we talk about is ripe for all of you people to go ahead and pick at.
It's the American way.
Yeah. It's what the internet was invented for.
Yes.
Free exchange of knowledge.
To troll.
No. It's to go ahead and throw your opinion out there.
Yeah.
That's what this podcast is for.
Correct.
Speaking of which, I've been reliving my childhood. Rebuying
see that.
My old 88 Turtles.
Yeah, it's more than 88 right about now. No,
not talking about the number, I'm talking about the year. Talking about the year.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, they...
Damn, was that 88?
Yeah, the Turtles... the first series of Turtles with the soft head, the 10-back card, 1988.
Holy crap, man. I had a couple. I think I had the four Turtles.
Squishy and
that
or
was pretty...
Squishy or hard head?
Squishy.
Yeah, that's the first series.
Yeah.
That is the very first ones.
You know what? I think I remember. Holy crap. I think I'm going to start doing what you're doing.
What's that?
I was really, really into... Luckily, it wasn't really that big, so I'll be saving some money, but get my Silverhawks back.
Ah, okay, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, those were cool with the plane that they had.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of started it with the Thundercats. I have a lot of Thundercats. Not necessarily the original ones, but a lot of the new release stuff.
You know, the toys that we're talking about are good, but I would hate to have a collection that just, they weren't made very well, but they're, because I mean, the Turtles, let's be honest, they still look good to this day, even though they're over 20 years old. I would hate to have like... Oh, I grew up with the Robin Hood toys that Kevin Costner was in. It's like,
God, do you remember that? That's what we were talking about yesterday.
Those were made by Kenner, weren't they?
Yeah, Kenner did a lot of crap, man.
Yeah, they did.
Kenner pulled out a lot of crap.
Well, there was a lot of movies that should not have had toys. I mean, come on, the Flintstones movie.
The Flintstones had.
But Police Academy. That one I blew your mind with because I don't think you knew about those.
No, because I had totally forgotten about those, mm-hmm. that those even existed. But I keep saying that was off of the animated series, not the movie.
Was there an animated series, though?
There was an animated series,
I'm
telling you.
I mean,
fact check it out. There was an animated series, I'm 100% sure.
I remember the RoboCop animated series, which they made animated series just as willy-nilly as they made toys.
Yeah, they made a series. Yeah, Bill and Ted had an animated, and they had toys.
They had toys. They had cereal, the Bill and Ted.
Yes, yes. Back in the 80s and 90s, they marketed everything and anything. You know, it was like Abraham Lincoln action figures.
Oh, but that was part of
Yes, that was part of the Bill and Ted. What other... what was it? Oh, which we just found. I had totally forgotten about him, but the Mario Brother movie, Super Mario Brothers.
Oh yeah, I do
with
remember
John
those toys,
Leguizamo
though.
And who was Mario? Oh my God, he's actually an English actor.
What was Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins. Thank you. Yes. They had toys. God, that movie was awful. I'm surprised they didn't make Catwoman toys.
I'm not entirely convinced. A little. They didn't. They tried to market everything else of hers. They had trading cards and, ugh.
That was, oh my God.
You're right. I think they did have a series. Yeah, There's a Police Academy series from 97 to 98.
Yep.
No, but that can't be right because the toys were out a long time before that.
No, I'm telling you, man, because they look animated.
Yeah, they do. The toys do look like an animated version of them. They didn't go realistic like the Waterworld toys.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Does that still have the record or did Catwoman beat it?
I don't know.
For the biggest biggest
I don't know.
Flop?
With everything that's flopping nowadays, there could be other ones. But Waterworld, man.
Waterworld was...
And the saddest part about those action figures, if you go and look them up, none of them floated. None of them were like water.
You would think it would be a bathtub-worthy toy.
You'd think those would be the most amazing epic pool or bath time toys. Like, oh my God, the floating fortress on the top of my pool, and then I got figures that
none
swim
of them,
and dive.
That would have been awesome. Are you kidding
then
me?
Then you could have at least marketed it as like the most badass toy available, got some of your money back. But they just failed on every front.
Oh my God. Rambo had an animated series.
The
and
first
they had
one I didn't
toys.
Care for, but the toys I liked because they had those snapbacks where you could put caps in them.
Yeah. And they'd make that. Yeah. They'd make what?
Yeah, that wasn't exactly. It was louder, but yeah, just like that. Just like a small amount of gunpowder.
This is like opening champagne bottles.
Whatever. You know what the hell I'm talking about. Don't you judge me. No, but they had not just the Waterworld and which I'm surprised they didn't make any better Kevin Costner figures yet. They obviously have his likeness. But they
Seriously. Oh my God, that would be great if they did a Paul Kent for the Movie Masters series. Yeah.
But you pointed it out to me. I had no idea that they actually made Turbo Man.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
Turbo Man. All right. And I was what was the other guy's name? Dementor?
Dementor. I wonder if they had... what was the name of the dog? Was
Buzzsaw?
No, Bowser, wasn't it? Or something like that? Nobody wants that.
Booster.
Booster.
Nobody wants Booster. the pink saber-toothed tiger.
Yeah, something like
he
that.
He had like big front teeth and talked like Gilbert Gottfried.
I'm sorry, that's an underrated movie, man. I love Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, that was one of the best things. That and House Guest that Sinbad did.
Yep. Oh my God, man. Yes, we're reliving our. Our childhood.
Yeah, that's what this podcast is all about. Brought to you by the letter A. No, but they
no,
made...
he counted.
Yeah, the count.
Yeah.
That was his name. But they made
yeah, but
animated...
it was numbers. You said yeah.
Yeah, well, that was stupid, wasn't it? Obviously, I wasn't book smart.
Oh, jeez.
I think that's pretty prevalent here. No, but they made an animated series and toys to go along with everything. I mean, look at Jim Carrey in the 90s. Three of his early movies were TV series.
Now, you got me on that one because I had no idea there was a Dumb and Dumber.
There was. It was short-lived, but I watched it. It was on ABC.
I don't even remember.
It was ABC or CBS. But they had The Mask. They had Ace Ventura. Which...
I remember The Mask and I remember Ace Ventura.
Mm-hmm. And Dumb and Dumber had their own series. I liked it. I thought it was pretty funny because it was a lot of slapstick comedy.
Now, going back to the toys, what I always thought was funny was like for every single action figure out there, they always had like they always gave them the different suits.
Yeah,
wow.
The Arctic suit,
there it
the
is.
Stealth suit. Yeah.
Yeah, stealth suit, Arctic. Arctic is always the classic one, which is just the same suit but in white with a helmet or...
That always tells you that they're just trying to get more out of whatever they've sculpted already.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, and then what I think is funny is now us as adults, there's a lot of stuff that we would like to see. We wouldn't mind having...
Well, you know that Back to the Future had a series and they even had McDonald's toys.
I know. Yeah. That one I did know. And then we're here still waiting for Mattel who teased us, what was it? Was it 2 years ago?
With what?
With the Back to the Future action figures.
They talked about it, yeah, with the when the 25th anniversary was coming around, when it was about to be there. Now it's passed.
Yeah, because it was not too long after Mattel, I think, released the whole Ghostbusters line.
Yeah, which those and it was
you
were great,
supposedly
yeah.
you were only supposed to you can only get it on
Maddie Collector
at Maddie Collector or something like that.
Well, then nothing
ever happened.
It just sucks because they talked about it. They're like, yeah, we just got the rights and this and that, and the game was coming out. Minimates were throwing out all their little series of Back to the Future toys, and nothing came of it. You even got the better DeLoreans that lit up.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if they're waiting for 2015.
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome. And even Hot Toys teased that they were going to have the car, Doc, and Marty.
Man, that would be so awesome. I think we've talked in our earlier shows, we talked about like all this stuff, like NECA, you already have the likeness of Arnold. So far, we've gotten Dutch, you know, all the different Dutches and stuff like that.
You know, in the last year or so, they've actually started to expand their catalog as opposed to just doing rehashing the same thing, which I'm happy, but I'm still waiting for things that I really want.
Yeah.
I'm still holding out.
Why haven't we seen a Running Man action figure? I would love a Running Man action figure.
I'd love for them to do a line from Total Recall, the original.
That would be sick. Yeah. That would be sick. I'm pretty sure. You're one of your favorite Schwarzenegger flicks.
Which
had
one?
Their whole toy line, Last Action
yeah.
Hero.
Yes, that was a good movie. No, that was a really, really good movie. But it's really just underrated.
I think it's funny that you consider it a comedy.
It is. You got a cartoon cat in it. How do you have a cartoon cat in a movie and it's not a comedy?
I forgot about that guy.
Danny DeVito.
Man.
I mean, you have Stallone doing Terminator 2. How do you not consider that a comedy?
Wow. What are you kidding me? He's the best actor in
this movie was great. I love the way you got that girl's number. I'm gonna call her.
Like, really? Do you think women look like that in the real world?
Why, thanks, sweetheart. Oh, jeez.
But even that had toys, man.
That was a good, good movie, though.
No, we know that.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, man, they should start doing that. I mean, I don't want to see I don't want to see Titanic action figures or.
I'm kind of curious now.
Uh-oh.
I don't want to see Titanic action figures, but I'm wondering, this just popped into my head, a movie that you would have thought had action figures, I'm wondering if they did.
Which one?
So let me go ahead and check. I am looking it up and...
Survey says
yes.
Which one?
Spit it out. The Mummy.
Oh, of course they had toys.
I don't remember them, though. I do not remember them.
Yeah.
And apparently they did. I can't believe it. I don't recall. I'm guessing these were for the ride, but I don't remember.
Did they have, they had like a...
Rick O'Connell. I don't know. I'm not seeing him as a toy.
No, but
wait a second. There he is. But this is Mummy Returns. They didn't even have him for the Mummy.
Yeah, they had toys. I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Rick O'Connell. And again, with that movie being remade, I really want to throw this out there again. They need to bring him back into it. He was too good in his role to just be cast aside. Who else would you put? Would you put like a Chris Pine in there to be the new?
Which
Chris Pine, I do think he has that kind of everyman.
Once again, this is mentality. Going back. This is going back to one of the that.
Nathan
podcast.
Fillion.
No, not Nathan Fillion. But well, yeah, he would do great.
He would do good as. But he, I could see him being cast as Nathan Drake in Uncharted. I wouldn't want to see him.
Well,
I wouldn't want to see him in the Mummy.
I
would want to see him on Uncharted.
But that's a much older Nathan Drake.
Not much older.
How give or take
Nathan Drake
has got to be in his like what early 30s,
I would
maybe
say that.
Late 20s.
Fillion's only in his early 40s. What?
So
40's a new 30. What are you talking about?
I think it would be great. But I, what do you call it? Oh my God, Brendan Fraser would also do a great Drake.
Yeah, he would. He's already basically done it in The Mummy.
Yeah.
It's basically what that was. Let's be honest, folks. They took that and just translated it into a different Indiana Jones type of thing.
But now, I mean, I don't know about his acting prowess, but do you remember that PlayStation 2 commercial where they had all the characters from all of their games in that bar? And they all do a toast to Jimmy, to Jimmy. No?
No.
Doesn't sound ring a bell?
No.
Well, it's just whoever's playing the video game. The characters from the video game are toasting in this bar. You have people from Call of Duty, you have Drake in there, you have Kratos, you have all these different PlayStation 2 characters in a bar.
That's PlayStation 3 then.
Is it PlayStation? I'm sorry, PlayStation 3. I'm sorry. PlayStation 3. They're all inside of a bar.
Yeah, I think I do.
Well, the guy that plays Drake in there, I mean, is the, I don't know where they found this guy, but he is the spitting image. He's Drake personified. You have to look it up. The guy looks identical. He's got it down packed.
Well, the guy that does the voice, he doesn't look too far off either.
So, which I thought, but once again, like I said, I don't know about his acting prowess. And then do you go by looks or do you go by, you know?
You got to go definitely by acting ability.
Yeah, because we all remember Superman Returns.
Are you sure, just because of what you're saying, are you sure that that commercial wasn't CG?
No. Kratos was CG, and some of the characters were CG.
Well, no. Then why wouldn't he have been? Sure?
Yeah, I'm very, very sure.
Because this is the guy that normally... This is the guy that does the voice, Nolan North, which...
No, that's not him.
He does the voice for...
But no, but that's not him.
He does a lot of different voices, and he's just amazing.
But no, that's not him. That's not him.
I'll look it up afterwards. No big deal.
But he's...
For a long time, too, which that's basically Lara Croft and Indiana Jones had a child, and I'd like to see it.
Pretty much. But I'm telling you, man.
So the new Back to the Future Legos came out. I've had those for a while. What do you think of them?
Honestly, I mean, I know why you have them. I mean, that's your gem, but... yeah, they look pretty bad.
I wish they did look a little bit better, but again, what are you going to do?
I was surprised when I first saw them. I was like, because when I first looked it up, a lot of images popped up, and I wasn't sure which one was which. And there was a bunch that were, I mean, they looked like a regular DeLorean. Just obviously just made out of really smooth... All the lines.
Well, when I was looking them up, because they had teased that it was going to be a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, and so I kept looking it up, and I kept seeing the image of what it actually is, and then I saw other people who have built some, which threw me off. I didn't know which one was going to be the real Lego.
Yeah, but
Lego
I think those are people, those are like professional Lego
builders. More professional than Lego itself to put out a realistic-looking...
obviously other people.
I guess. Because this one doesn't look like a spot on DeLorean, but it's cool to have for what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a fan, you go out there and get it because they are selling out like crazy. And they're one per customer mostly where you go. So if you can get your hands on one and put it aside, if you're a big Lego fan, I would do it. Because who knows how long this will be out and how many sets there or how much this edition size is. Because you know Lego isn't open-ended. They put stuff out for maybe a year. They'll keep producing it as much as they need to for like a year or two. And then they move on to the next thing. And then you're stuck paying eBay prices if you want to get it back. So.
Hey, folks, we just found that picture. Does that not look like...
It does look like a Nathan Drake, yeah.
That's the spinning image of Nathan Drake.
Honestly, I've always said it. I think Nick Lachey looks like Nathan Drake.
Well, in that point, you're going for looks.
I'm just saying that's what he looks like. I'm not saying I want him to act in it. Hell no.
Like he can sing the musical. Shit out of the title, though.
Be a goddamn musical. Sing his own entrance theme.
Can you imagine? Nathan Drake matches!
He'd be bringing back all his crew. It's 98 degrees up in this piece.
I'm here to save the world.
Woo! It'd be like a Bond entrance, but it would just be him out there with like a mic. Ugh, terrible, terrible, terrible.
I've always, this is a little side note. I would love to see what a superhero, any of our famous heroes, regular life would look like.
What do you mean?
Just like, all right, well, almost like what happened at the end of Marvel. That they're at the end of
shawarma.
Yeah, they just went and eat. I mean, is that something? No. You just entered, like, you're done saving the world, right? And what do you do after that?
Well, I would think like it'd be like any actor or musician. You go on tour, you're a rock star, and then when you're done, you just kind of go back home. You're leading an everyday life like everybody else. You go to the store, you can travel and do anything you want to, but after a while, don't you just want to be back home after you're out for a while?
Doing whatever you're doing. Like, I can imagine you have Bruce Wayne trying to... Well, he's got a bunch of people to take care of his business, but I'm sure he's got to have his hands somewhere in there. So I'm like, maybe he's swamped with some business stuff.
Hey, guys, I think we should make... we should look into vehicles that have, like, maybe a turbine engine. You know, just throwing it out there. Buy a couple of those.
What use? No.
Military application, possibly?
Yeah, okay.
R&D?
years later, you know, whatever happened to that turbine car that is like
unstable? You said that about the turbine plane. Yeah, very, very unstable turbines. That do not, huh? Batman seems to get them working. Batman, huh? Batman, you say? who is this? This Batman.
So it's just
talking like John Malkovich. Who is this Batman? No, that's more like Christopher Walken. This Batman.
Oh, the Chris. You can never get enough of the Walkens.
Yeah.
Like, what do you call it? Like, the kids in Angel Grove. You know? Like, all you see, I think they have time. At what point do they take classes?
They should all be, like, failed.
Have you ever noticed they're always there? If they weren't working, kind of at the...
They weren't
the,
working. They were always hanging out in the juice bar, like doing hanging arts out at the and juice craft bar products.
Or
like,
in the... you never see them in class. It's always...
No, they did show them in class. No, they did show them in class a few times. Because they used to pick on Bulk and Skull. Bulk and Skull would be like, I think the answer is 7. And they'd be wrong. Right, and then they'd make fun of them. And then Bulk and Skull, I felt bad for them because now looking back... Because they'd make fun of him, like, laughing and stuff, and be like, I didn't know the answer, that's so stupid. And then Bulk and Skull would be, like, pissed to the point where they're like, oh, I'm going to do something to you to get back at you for making fun of me. And the teacher would give them detention.
But what terrible bullies were they?
Yeah, they just were not good.
They weren't menacing at all, or...
No.
But that's what
they had black leather. But if you look at the kids from Power Rangers, most of the time what they were doing is hanging banners or doing some sort of event in the juice bar.
I would love someone that's like, do you guys ever take class? You're all in detention. You've skipped.
Yeah.
They would have been.
They should. Sorry, you've skipped too much class. Even though you're a straight-A student, we have to hold you back because you've just missed too much. We have to contact your parents. How come their parents never, like, I just got a call. They say you missed fifth period. What is that, Billy? Go to your room.
You have ditched school for the last time. And they're probably, I mean, they're keeping their identity secret. And they're thinking, you bitch, I just saved this fucking city.
You know, next time I'm just going to let the Megazord accidentally step on your house.
Because it's no fair.
No. The heroes always get shafted.
Clark, as an employer,
as an employer,
right? You employ Mr. Clark Kent.
Oh,
yeah. And
He's got the out. He's a reporter. Big story, Chief. Be right back.
But he's always like in the movies or in the original, the Reeves, like, well, where's Clark? You know, it's like, oh, he's missing again?
Son of a bitch.
Like, you're ineptitude. And he wasn't like the greatest reporter. So he was, how did he keep that job?
Maybe Lois was doing his homework assignments. She covered for him a lot, though, once she found out. So it only makes sense that they brought her in on the fold in this movie.
But too funny, man.
Crazy.
But yeah. Anyways.
Digress from nothing. You know, the funny thing is that you think they'd make toys. They made Stargate toys, but of the TV show or the movie?
The movie.
They did make the movie toys?
Yeah. No, they did both. They did both.
I know they did the TV show. I know that.
They did, yes. They had what's his name? What do you call it? Kurt Russell.
Yeah, obviously.
And David Spader. There
it's
we
not
go.
David, always, though. It's James Spader.
James Spader.
Yeah.
James Spader. I always get them confused.
California. So, what is it you do here?
good times. Mm-hmm. But anyways.
Yeah. You know which movie I'm surprised never got any toys?
Which one?
Ghost Rider. That gem.
It did.
No, it really didn't.
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah, Nicolas Cage. They never made a Nicolas Cage Johnny Blaze.
But they had to... Well, no, once again, that's one of those action figures. That's the problem. You get them confused with... All of the, what do you call it?
They don't have his likeness either, do they? I don't recall ever seeing a Nicolas Cage action figure.
I don't know if somebody would. There's gotta be.
I'm sure they would have gotten his likeness if they had gone through with that Superman movie.
Oh my God. Because
do you remember those old Michael Keaton figures? They were spot on. They were spot on Michael Keaton figures back in the day.
They were.
Because, I mean, even when he's in the full Batman suit, you could tell that's his mouth. They nailed that mouth. Kenner was awesome. But they always had the figures that only moved at the shoulder and the hip. They never had full articulated figures, which was basically the case in point back then, because none of the figures really had a lot of articulation. But it was all about sculpting back then. Can you sculpt a better figure? Yeah, I can sculpt a better figure. The Ninja Turtles that Playmates were doing were probably some of the best sculpted figures out there because they had all these different little details on them, which you said you didn't care too much for Dick Tracy, but, Dick Tracy, I think, had some cool figures and it was an awesome movie. Had a lot of talent in that movie.
It did. I mean, it was a good... I mean... Going back into it, it was all right. Once again, it's one of those characters that it's so old school that it didn't. It didn't grab my attention. It was a cool movie. Don't get me wrong.
Well, there are movies that get figures that I don't understand. Like Little Nicky. Like, why'd you get figures?
Well, but that was, that's McFarlane. You know, McFarlane's weird sometimes.
I would have loved for him to have done some Nacho Libre figures. Nacho! Could you imagine how badass those figures would have been? Esqueleto
would have been hilarious.
Talking figures.
Because he did Napoleon Dynamite, yeah. So.
Yeah. I am, I am. I am, I am.
What was the song? Hold on.
The Orphans.
I hate the Orphans. What's that? Say it to my face.
I like the Orphans now.
Oh my God. We are losing because What is it? We are losing because of your... Because Skeletor was a Scientologist.
Was he?
Yeah. I believe... No, he's... I believe in science.
Yep. Escaleta.
And he tells him something. What was it? We're losing meet. Because of your science. He's like, no, we're losing because you are fat.
I love when you first see him and he's like hissing like a cat.
He sets the trap with the with the chips.
Hilarious.
I love that movie's great, man.
One of the best. If you have any weird figures you've found that you have seen and we have not talked about, I'm on this kick that I like to see what movies got figures because they were so off the wall back in the 90s and even 80s, making figures of everything. Bill and Ted had figures. If you find figures that you think are crazy and maybe shouldn't have been made or were made and they look good and you liked them, but maybe are obscure, put them up on our page. I want to see them. Mario Brothers had figures. I mean, come on. John Leguizamo and Bob Hoskins.
So that was terrible. Look it up. Look it up.
Look it up. Find them. Put them on our page. We want to see this kind of stuff. And with that being said, yeah, that's the podcast for this week, everybody.
Yes, it is, sir. Number, that what is, was it again? 17?
That's number 17.
17.
We are three away from 20. Three away from 20. We can do math, man. Here. So, yeah.
Very basic math.
Very basic, yeah. Start getting up into triple digits, we get lost. But like a child in the woods. Anyway, that being said, folks, have a good week, weekend, whatever. Yeah. We'll see you here. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.